Everybody said today's daf is daf ayin zayin. As you all know, where we start at the top of the amud is smack in the middle of a sugya to get a real understanding of the Gemara. We should start again from the beginning of the sugya and just go over the salient points, as my good friend Reb Barry says. We'll start on the bottom of ayin vov amud aleph, where the Gemara first quotes a Mishnah of Reb Shimon Oimer, two lines from the bottom of the amud. The Gemara brings it because of a seder between the two Reb Shimons, but we don't need to get involved in that aspect. That was already yesterday's daf. All we have to get involved is we're talking about a person who was a Sufik Metzayra, thank you, Metzayra Mukhlat, or a Sufik Metzayra Muzgar. As you all know from the Chumash, a Metzayra Muzgar means that we don't know yet what his status is, and therefore the Kohen says about the Metzayra, you know what? In the meantime, stay away for a week, and a week from now we'll go and take out the blemish, we'll take a look at the nega once again. This could be both, well, let's just talk about the Metzayra himself. So, if after a week, without going through the whole Masechtas Negoim, the bottom line is, you have a Metzayra who's a Muzgar that we do not really know whether he is a Metzayra. And then, after that, they decide that maybe he is a Metzayra after all. We're not sure. The whole thing is a suffix. Rashi says, suffix metzera mukhlat, suffix ain't a mukhlat, but rather a suffix that he's a metzera muskar. Only at metzera mukhlat, where the kohen gave his official decision, you are a metzera, he has to wait, of course, until the kohen permits him to return back to the machna after the nega leaves, and then he has to go through a whole purification process, and the first day he has to bring his two feigelach, then he has to go and have a tiglachas, seventh day he has another tiglachas, eighth day he has to bring karbonos, and the main carbon that he has to bring is the asham metzoira together with a loig shaman. And the Torah, of course, goes through other karbonos as well, but we're just condensing it for purposes of our Gemara. So Reb Shimon says, what happens if we have a person, we don't know for sure that he was a metzoira mukhlat? If he's a Metzayra Mukhlat, he has to go and bring his Oshem and Loik Shaman. On the other hand, if he was not a Metzayra Mukhlat, then he does not bring those Kabbanas. You cannot bring a Karban Oshem, Betoyris Neder, or Nedava. You can only bring it if you're Mechuyiv to bring that Oshem. That being the case, says the Gemara, that's why we have a problem. We don't want him to have this possible cloud over him that maybe he's a Metzayra, because until you bring that carbon, you still remain a Metzayra. And if he's a Metzayra, he can't come in to the Machna. He has to be Nishtaleh Chutzah Sholish Machnois. On the other hand, we don't want him to go and bring Chulim Bazara if he's not Mechuyev this carbon. So what should we do? So the Gemara said to have an Eitzah. Says Reb Shimon, Harizah Shomei Vizeluga, he should bring an Oshem and a Loik onto Ayin Vav Omid Beis at the very top. And he says, if I happen to be Metzayra Mukhlat, I'm bringing an Osham and my Loik Shaman. If it turns out that I'm not, then this Osham should instead be for a Shlomim. And it has all the chumris of both an Osham and a Shlomim, that for instance you could have to go and shecht it b'tzalfayin, and you can only eat it for one day, etc., etc. Now the main focus of the Gemara that we're going to deal with is not in the Osham, it's going to be with the Loik Shaman. So the Gemara starts on the fourth line of Ayin Vav Amid Beis, Hatenach Osham. Osham, okay, you can give an Eitzah by saying that Osham is either an Osham or a Shlomim, and you take the Chumris of both. However, Freit the Gemara, Loig Ma'ikal Meim, what are we going to do about the Loig Shomen? So the Gemara, Amma Loig Ze Yehein Nedava. This Loig should have a din of a Nedava. What means a din of Nedava? Because we're going to see him Yet Hashem in another couple of weeks, that a person can go and bring shemen for a nedava for the mizbeach. Yeah, really? Where did you have something so strange? So if you want to take a quick look, if you're not using an art scroll gemara, you're using a regular gemara, you go to Daf Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph, Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph, and in fact you'll see there in the Mishnah, at the very end of the Mishnah, Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph, the very final line, says in the Mishnah, she'ein misnadvin shemen. You can't bring an adova of shemen. Reb Tarfon Oimer, misnadvin shemen. No, you can bring shemen as an adova after all. So Reb Tarfon holds you can go and bring an adova of shemen. Where does it say in the Torah? He says, because there's a pasuk that says, by the Karma Mincha, the Nefesh ki sakrev korban mincha l'Hashem. What bothers the Gemara is, why does it have to say the word korban? It could say v'nefesh ki sakrif mincha l'Hashem. I don't need the word korban. The Gemara says the extra word korban comes to melamed that you can menadev a shemen. So why does the Torah tell us about shemen in the middle of the korban mincha? Says the Gemara, because just like a korban mincha, you have to be komtza. That means you take it with your three fingers. And you do a kamitza, you have to do the same thing with shemen. Of course, on a technical basis, it's very difficult to do the kamitza with shemen, but I'm sure you discussed this at length yesterday with your magachir, and you figured out how you do it. So, all we have to know is
you freeze the oil.
How do you freeze oil?
Put in the freezer.
Where's the last time you froze oil? Try it out. Go home and see whether it works. Well, who gave you this idea of the freezing of the oil? Somebody told you this?
No, this was your own
idea. Well, it's not such a strange idea, because in fact, in Masechtas Menachos on Daf Ayin Dalid, the Gemara also talks about doing a kmitza from oil, and what does it say here on Daf Ayin Dalid? So, Tosis makes life a little bit easier, because the Gemara there is talking about both being menadev yayin for the mizbeach or being menadev shemen. By the shemen, it says you have to take a kamitza. This Tosis aval yayin solulhu, wine is much more thin or much more transparent or much more liquidy. The efshel karmitza, it's impossible to do a kamitza. And shemen is any easier? Tosis doesn't address that. But the Rabbeinu Gershom says, when it says that you go and take a kamitza, yikafenu. Yikafenu means, from a Russian kofui, kofui means freeze. Frozen, to freeze. Or in Yiddish, faglivet. Faglivet means that it's congealed, similar to fish sauce, which is congealed. So you're going to tell me you've never seen congealed oil. If you're among the very large roiv of Klai Yisrael today that doesn't like going and filling up the cups of the Hanukkah menorah with oil, and doesn't like to go and make the wicks, but rather like to do those pre-packs, so you see that oil can be congealed in a way that it doesn't spill, right? If you take the whole package, turn it upside down, believe it or not, the oil remains in place. So therefore, there is a possibility somehow of congealing or of having frozen and kamitza. But anyway, that's not really our concern. The point is, says the Gemara, he's bringing a loy bin adava. In other words, the Kohen and the Baalim say, I don't really know that I'm a Metzayder. So if this oil happens to be because I am a Metzayder, then it's a regular Loig Shemen. What do you do with the Loig Shemen? We'll discuss that shortly. But just in case I'm not a Metzayder, I'm giving it as an Adova. And we saw from the Mishnah, Daf Tzadik Aleph, at least according to Tarvin, you can be Menadiv, an Adova of Shemen for the Mizbech. Maybe he's not a Mitzvah, boy Mekametz. He needs to do a Kemitz like we just discussed. If he's a Mitzvah, fine. He does a Kemitz. When it comes to the oil of the Loik Shomen, in the beginning of Parshas Mitzvah, when it talks about the Avoida that's done, that Loik Shomen is used for a number of purposes. First of all, you do a Matan Sheva, which means that you have to go and spritz it in the direction of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now, exactly where do you stand b'shas doing that is a big machloikis. A machloikis between Rashi and Tosis and Masechtas Menachos. Yeah, really? Yeah. We didn't say Rashi and Tosis and Menachos. Rashi, it's really not Rashi, it's really Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara. Let's see, is it Rashi or Rabbeinu Gershom? We're going to see. I'm dialing on the base. Vushteta. Says Rashi says about the Sheva, the seven Hazois of the Metzora, Matonis ala Peroiches. It says on the Peroiches, Techsiv, the Hizim and Hashem and Betzvoi, Sheva pa'omim lefnei Hashem, which means that you have to go inside the Ulam, inside the Heichel, and spritz the oil. We're not talking about blood over here, we're talking about spritzing oil in front of the Peroiches inside the Ulam, inside the Heichel, I should say. However, Tosis fairly vehemently disagrees. And he says, Ika matonis, pirish matonis ala peroiches, from the Rashi, fully mashma came. But it's not mashma like that from other Gemaras, because it says that the Sheva hazoy shebefnim, shem metzoyra, v'chaldev shel metzoyra loy hava befnim. He makes a couple of diukim from a Mishnah there in Masechtas Menachos, that in fact you do not have the Sheva hazoys inside the Heichel, but rather the person was standing mashma shem azora oimei, he was standing in the Azor, and he was just directing the Sheva Zois towards the Heichal. So the machlokes where this took place, inside the Azara or inside the Heichal, but it's like it's a pasuk in the Torah that when it comes to the Metzora, you take the leg shemen and you behizim imenu seven times, lefnei, towards the direction of the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodash.
According to the Mann Rebbe, that was inside it, actually put it on the
Aparochid. That's Gesundheit. That's a very good question. Let me ask you, Gesundheit. What happens for those Kabbalists where you know for sure that you used to go and, for instance, by on either the Parah, or those Kabbalists that were brought in Yom Kippur, and you had to do it in front of the Paroichas? They were not talking about oil, of course, they were talking about blood. Did it touch the paroichas?
I thought it did, because I think when they came into the Heichal, I think...
Masechtas Yuma, it says, one of the Mandi Yomim says, no, it was just in front of the paroichas, but never hit the paroichas. And then another Mandi Yomim says, I was in Rome, and I saw the paroichas there in the Vatican, or wherever it was. So, and he did see drops of blood on the paroichas.
Like the shape of a whip.
Now the question is, was that intentional, or was because the Kohen did such a good job that in fact it hit the brick? His intention was it should just fall short, but he got a little too close and he did a good job and it went and hit the brick. So okay, anyway, so you want to mistake this human.
Well, you got to wash it every week.
The parochas, the only one that really saw the parochas is just the, nobody went into the Heichal except on Shabbos when they were taking in and out the Lechem upon him, as well as whoever was lighting the menorah, and assuming it was the Kohen Gadol, he was the only one then that was going
and
in and out.
And the Ketoros every day.
But that was inside the...
No, Ketoros was inside the
Heichal, but it was an earlier part of the Heichal. It was
for the back.
Yeah, that was for the back. We're talking about 20 amas, so that's 40 feet. So you'd have to, maybe if you had good eyesight, maybe you could see it. Was up there?
No, I just was wondering how, with all the blood, how did they clean it up?
How did they clean the blood every single day after they did the Shvicha Shiraim on the floor?
We had a Gemara somewhere, the Kohanim was a Guzma, 300 Kohanim holding the Parochas and being Tovalim.
That was the first time I think they used it.
But that wasn't for purposes
of cleaning, that was for Tefillah. Right, so as long as you're being Tovalim, they also,
there's a big sign in the mikvah room, make sure to take a shower before going into the mikvah. So maybe they... they put it under the rinse it. I don't know. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Halmandu. So you have to do Matan Sheva from this Loik Shaman. Zokti Gemara. The Dum Matzayr Hu Boy Matan Sheva. No problem. So, in fact, he'll take this. Remember, we're talking about the Loik Shaman because this person may be Matzayr, he has to do all the acts of a Matzayr, but maybe it's not, and therefore you have to do all the acts as if it happens to be a carbon Nidav. So on the side that has to be an adova, you have to do a kmitza. On the side that he happens to be a real mitzvah, a muchlad, then you have to do a matan sheva. So you're more okay, you're fine, no problem. The problem is, then we're going to be missing. What's the problem that's going to be missing? In other words, assuming that we're going to do the kmitza, and now we're going to take that loik shemen and start spritzing, we already removed from the loik shemen the amount of the kmitza. Whatever the amount of the kmitza was, twice, I don't know, a half a revius or whatever, you can fit into three fingers. So that has to be now subtracted from the loik shaman. But you're supposed to take a loik shaman for purposes of the mitzvah. So okay, no problem. To maisi pur to malile. After we do the kmitza, fill up the loik shaman again with some additional shaman. How do you know you can do that? Not chosra loik, actually, yotzak. Originally, the baal, in this case, the mitzvah, set aside a loik shaman, he brought it in, or he paid for it, or what have you. And by the time they got to the point of doing that yitzika, in this case yitzika means the hazor, towards the Kodesh Kodoshim, either in the hazor, like Tosis learns, or in the Heichal, according to the Rashi. Regardless, chaser leg actually yotzek, it's missing some, yimalena, fine, bring over a little bit more oil, and fill it up. So here we'll fill up whatever was taken away by the kmitza. You have to be makter that kmitza, just like being makter a mincha. You have to be makter that kmitza. You don't know. No problem. Do haktar on the mizbech. But bring to my Amos, when are we going to do that haktar? If it's talking about already after matne sheva, already given, then we're going to have shirayim shechosru ben kmitza l'haktar. What does he mean? We have a rule by Hilchos Menachos. Mitzvah. We're going to get to that in the next Masechta. We learn about Menachos. What does it say over there in the Gemara? That when you go and take the kamitza off, and then you're going to be makter on the Mizbeach, make sure between the time of the kamitza, that the Kohen took it with three fingers, and the time that they were makter the kamitza on the Mizbeach, during that interim period of perhaps a minute, perhaps 10 minutes, perhaps an hour, until they get around to be makter, during that period of time, make sure that no shirayim are missing. What will be the shirayim? The shiurim mincha, whatever was left over after the kmitza. Make sure nothing is missing. Because if something is missing, a maktinus a kmitz aleim. You cannot go and be makter the kmitz. The kmitz has to be when the entire shiurim mincha is still intact and nothing is missing. And here, by definition, something is going to be missing because you're going to use some of the shemen. That shemen is a shirayim after the kmitza. Some of that's going to be missing because you went into the spritzing the hazois towards the kodesh kadosh. So tomorrow say, so I have a good idea. Go and do the kmitza quickly. Right after the kmitza, go and do your haktara. And now do the matne sheva. Oh, then I have another problem. What does that mean? There are two psukim back to back in the Torah. What does that mean? Kichol sa'or, so it's yeast. And honey, you cannot go and be makter that on the mizbeach. What can you do? Right in the pasuk right after that, korban reishis takrivo oisam lashem. You can bring it for korban reishis. Mizbeach lo yal reich nichoya, but don't put it on the mizbeach. Now you're wondering, what does that mean? It's a korban reishis. So Rashi explains in Chumash, and Rashi explains over here. Korban reishis means that seor you use once a year in the Beis Hamikdash. Where do you use it for?
Shavuos.
What do you use it for?
For the
shtei lechem. Shtei lechem. Because throughout the year, all the menachis were always boys matzah. The only time you had the chometz is when you used the
shtei lechem and
shtein tiyena chometz teofena bikurim lashem. Now the bikurim over here is not bikurim like we normally think of. Bikurim means that it was from the first of the wheat, because the sa'oira, which is the barley, was already ready before Pesach, and then they brought the korban oimer from the barley. However, the new chitim were only ready before Shavuos. I say ready in terms of growing from the ground. Ki afilo isena. Anyway, bottom line is, so they brought the first new menachos from the wheat, and here on Shavuos, it had to be dafka chometz teofen, had to be dafka chometz. So they used sa'or, sourdough, to cause it to become, to rise and to come leaven. Okay, so that's the korban reishis takrivo oisam. That's the gabi sa'or. What about the gabi the dvash? So Rashi says dvash always means dvash. Tomorrow were brought for bikurim at the time of Shavuos. Didn't have to be on Shavuos, before Shavuos, after Shavuos. They brought from the new Peiris and Eretz Yisrael, and so therefore that dvash is referring to tomorrow. That's what we mean in the pasuk. Don't put them on the mizbeach. He holds the orb, hold the vash, like Tirum and Ish Lashem. Don't put them as mizbeach. Korban reishis takriv oisam Lashem. You can bring as a korban reishis part of the shtei lechem or al tzbikurim. Well, the mizbeach loyal al rein vechay, but don't put on the mizbeach. Okay, so that's what it says in the pasuk. Now, there's a problem, say Chazal, with the word mimenu. What's the word mimenu? It says kichol saar v'chol dvash leisaktiru mimenu isha Lashem. It could have said kichol saar v'chol dvash leisaktiru isha Lashem. Why do I have to say the word mimenu? So the Gemara dashes from that, whatever was already on the Mizbeach is bebal taktiru. Kosh mimenu li'ishim, the lashon of the pasuk is mimenu isha, kosh mimenu li'ishim, if any part of the korban was already put on the Mizbeach, because we were commanded to put on the Mizbeach in connection with the mushal with the regular korban, the aymerin that you have to put on the Mizbeach, kosh mimenu li'ishim, Harihu b'bal takrivu, all the shirayim of b'bal takrivu, you're not allowed to go and put those on the mizbech. So if I have the mushal a karbin, shlovim, a karbin chatas, a karbin asham, the only part that you put on the mizbech is the aymurim. Now after that, the rest of it is nechal. In case of shlom, it's nechal abalim. In connection with chatas and asham, it's nechal kahanim. What happens if I want to be a super frima and I say, you know what? I love the Rebbeinu Shalom so much, let me give him a little bit more. And I go and take a piece of the flesh of the korban, instead of having the balam eating it or set the kahanim, I put it on the mizbech. I may have very, very good intentions, but I'm oiver and iser. What is the iser that I'm oiver? What the Gemara brings, kosher mimenu l'ishim. If any part of the carbon goes on the mizbeach, and that's, of course, come out by every carbon, the only carbon that you don't put on the mizbeach would be the chatzis oif, but every other carbon you have, part of it goes on the mizbeach. So once you put l'ishim, whether it's emurim or by oil you put the whole thing, you cannot go and do anything more than what the Torah requires. Anything more, you're oiver and the iser of bal taktira. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? In the case of the Matnei Sheva, we're not talking about putting it on the Mizbech. However, Rashi says that these hazo'is are b'mokim haktorah kaimi. Just like haktorah, you want to go and do an avoid, you want to put on the Mizbeach. I'm now taking whatever this loik shemen, after having taken the kmitza, put it already on the Mizbeach, and now I have the shirayim, which I want to go and eat. But before I go and eat them, I still have to do all the avoidas that are associated with the fact that this person might be a metzayin. So what was the first thing I have to do? I have to go and do that shiva azoyis. I can't, because since I already was makter part of this on the mizbeach, the kmitza portion, kosher mimenu l'ishim, once part of it goes on the ishim, in this case, that kmitza of the oil, harihu b'al taktira, the rest of the carbon you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach, it says Rashi, and the hazois that we're doing now is b'mokim haktorah, because they're both a form of avoid. So that being the case, you wouldn't be able to go and do the hazois now from that oil. So I'm stuck. I cannot go and do the hazois between the kmitza and the haktorah, because then I wouldn't be able to do the haktorah, because you can only do haktorah when the shirayim are full, mole, not when the shirayim are choser. Oh, so you said, okay, no problem. So we're going to go and do quickly the kmitza, and then we're going to do the haktorah of that kmitza on the mizbeach, and then I'm going to take the rest of the shemen, and I'm going to go and do my seven hazois. You can't do the seven hazois. Kosher men of the isha marihu bebal taktiru. Omer v'yudabari rav shim ben pazi demasik luhu l'shem eitzim. Oh, when he puts on, when he does the hazois now, he's saying, I'm not doing the hazois. In case this happens to be a real metzayra, then I'm doing the hazois Hashem metzayra. But just on the side that he's not a metzayra, and these are the shirayim of the Lake Shemen, these hazois I'm doing and now are like eitzim. Now, eitzim means getting back to your regular situation. In other words, whatever happens if you have extra that you want to go and put on the mizbeach, although we just said now kosher mimenu l'ishim harihu about taktiru, you are allowed to go and say, I'm not doing this because I want this as part of the avoidus hakarbin. I'm doing it just to add more fuel to the marocha. I see the marocha seems to be, the fire seems to be going down. Instead of adding now new wood, new gizri eitzim, I want to be menadev something else for purpose of the mizbech. And you're allowed to do that. It's in fact a machloikis. We're going to have that miyat Hashem on the Amud Aleph shortly, about putting something down and saying, I have in mind the shame eitzim. Ah, it says the Gemara, what you can do over here is, even though the word eitzim is inappropriate, because we're not talking about doing the putting of the remaining shemen on the mizbeach, what we're talking about is doing hazo'is, however, just like when you're talking about anything else that you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach, such as the shirayim, such as by kudishim, putting anything more than the aymer in, putting the shirayim of the mincha, putting more than the bezicha levoina, putting lecha upon him on the mizbeach. Anything which is harihu about taktiru, there is a heter, if you will, a legal loophole, if you say, I'm doing it, l'shem eitzim. Tesanya, like we have in the Brisa, bleza oimer, l'reach nichoyach yatamalim, avatamal l'shem eitzim. Where does it say the words of reach nichoyach? That goes back to the pasuk that we said before. You're not going to put on the mizbeach for reich nichoyach. However, says Reb Lezer, reich nichoyach atamal. Avatamal lishem eitzim. In our case, we're not talking about eitzim, we're talking about shemen, says Rashi. We're only using the term eitzim since the Isser of doing these hazois is because of the din about taktiru. Taktiru literally means putting on the mizbeach. Here we're not doing the mizbeach, we're doing the shev hazois. So the more appropriate term, says Rashi, is ki'il he mayim, that when the kohen is now spritzing seven times, he says, If this person is a real Metzoyra, I'm doing it, L'shem Metzoyra, seven Hazois. If it turns out that he's not a Metzoyra, and these happen to be just Shirayim, I'm using these Shirayim, quote-unquote, like Eitzim, meaning I'm going to consider it as if it's just Mayim, as if it's just water. Just water is not a problem. You're not allowed to go and take the Shirayim and put on the Mizbeach. However, you could use the Shirayim for purposes of Mayim for just spritzing water.
So is water or is wood?
It depends what the circumstance is. If you're talking about
pretending.
It's you're deeming it. So if you were talking about a regular carbon, you have shirayim. Let's say you were talking about a carbon chatas. You're supposed to eat all of the basar. What happens if you took some of the basar and you put it on the mizbeach? That touches about baktiru. However, it says Reblezer, if you say I'm not having in mind l'shem further avoid the putting on the mizbeach, I'm just adding fuel, firewood to the marocha, I'm adding eitzim, that's permissible, says Reb Lezer. Because the Torah just simply says, I want to be a more healthy, a bigger, a larger volume of carbon.
A juicier carbon.
A juicier carbon, a luscious, a real exotic carbon, I add some of the chatas to the mizbeach. No, that's not what I do. However, the reason why I'm doing it is because I feel bad. I heard the lishkas eitzim, there aren't so many eitzim left, so I want to be menad of this for an eitzim, putting it on the mizbeach. That's permissible. So now in our case, we're not talking about eitzim, we're talking about the loik shemen. The loik shemen I've already used for the kemitzim for the haktorah on the mizbeach. I have now the shirayim. So the shirayim, normally you can't just go and use it for avoida purposes. So not only not to put on the mizbeach, but also to do hazois towards the Kodesh Kedoshim. But what I can have in mind is, if this happens to be a bona fide Metzoyra that needs the Sheven Hazois, that I'm doing Sheven Hazois, that's what we're doing properly. And in case not, then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should deem this oil to be like water, that I'm just going and spritzing water, Ba'alma Gunish. Why do I say the word water? If you look at the last two lines of the Rashi, here on Ayin Vav Amid Beis, you'll see Rashi says, for the Eilu Shirayim, heim, the rest over oil is Shirayim, Ubabal Taktiru, Hari Hazoi, so Eilu Kiilu Heim, Mayim. It's as if they're water. Shari Shoyla Haloi Shari Mincha on the Mizbeach. As if I had Shirayim of a Mincha, I'm allowed to put on the Mizbeach if I say I'm doing the Shem Eitzim. So here too, I'm saying about this Shaman Kiilu Heim, Mayim. So you wonder, why didn't the Gemara use the expression Mayim? So Rashi is bothered by that. If you look now at the Rashi top of the Omer Aleph, Lishem Eitzim, V'hai denok alishim de Eitzim, V'hai nok alishem mayim, Isham lishim de Kroa, the oisim about Taktiru, nok et lo. Since we're talking about this pasuk of Baal Taktiru, you can't go and be makter water. Of course, you can boil it, but you can't go and burn water. So therefore, he uses the term Eitzim. But he really means that you do it Lishem Eitzim. So far, we've taken care of a number of issues, but we're not finished yet. I have another problem. What was the problem? Remember, we said earlier that we have to start off with a loik shemen for purposes of doing the spritzing of the seven times. So Yigmar said, yeah, but first you have to go and take the kemitzah. But if you're going to go and take the kemitzah, and now you have the remaining shemen, that shemen is no longer a loig of shemen. Now it's a loig minus the amount of kemitzah that was taken with the three fingers. Divorce is no problem. Malale, like we had in the Mishnah, chosra loig achla yotza ki malanu, just fill it up until it reaches the full loig. Yeah, but the problem is that since eventually the shirayim of all of this is going to be eaten, if it turns out that this is a real asham mitzoyin, a real loig shemen, then that's fine. That's what the kanim is supposed to do after you finish all the avoiders. But if you're talking about that this was a toiras nedova, like a korban mimcha, you can only eat the shirayim if you put the koimitz on the mizbeach. Well, I put the koimitz on the mizbeach here, no problem. Yeah, but the kemitzah has to be from the entire korban. What's happening now is that after you took the kemitzah, now you need additional oil because of the sheva hazois. So you say, I'm going to pour in some more shemen, and then I'm going to go and do haktorah to be able to go and eat the shirayim. Chevra, there's a small percentage of this loik shemen, which is like a mincha, where no kemitza was given from it. Which one? That additional amount that was filling up the loik, because I took the kemitza, from that, there was no kmitza taken. So you're going to go and say, well, take a kmitza from that. Well, then again, we're going to still be missing, and then we're going to have to add again some more oil. So this is never ending. So what are we going to do about the fact that we want to eat the remainder? We don't want to just go and throw it out. So if I want to eat it out, asham mitzoyra, then no problem. But if I want to eat it out the din of a korban nidvas, shemen, which is bimkoim, like a korban mincha, then I have a problem, because then you have to take a kmitza on the entire kli shoris, the entire amount of shemen. And here I'm only doing it on the initial shemen, but then I added some more to make up the deficiency because of the fact that I took away the kmitza. So then fill it up. No problem. You might let him fill it. Fine, if I fill it, but nobody took a kmitza on behalf of that shemen.
So why don't you take a log and a kmitza? So when you take the kmitza, you have exactly a log.
Because Sigmar has other itzes. Mm-hmm. You know, we afterwards you can write your own pirish. Why? Yeah. Let's do this, that, the other thing. Break him over ikishirayim. If Sigmar the boy milinu. He has to fill it up. And that shtickle he didn't give kmitza from. You know what? That little piece of the volume that you have to add to the shemen now, and you're saying we'll have to give a kmitza. No, instead of giving kmitza, we're going to go and be poit. Poit means that we're going to be poited. We're going to figure out how much that additional, right? Maybe, let's say, 3 ounces of shemen. How much does 3 ounces go in the marketplace for? 50 cents, the person has to go and pay 50 cents and be poidik and be poida that shtikuloik shemen. So that doesn't become shemen anymore. It becomes just like regular chulin. So ultimately, when he's going to go and, of course, the pidyon is done al tanai, just in case it happens to be that it's not shemen shel metzoyra and it just happens to be part of this nedava. So that part of it won't have the benefit of the kmitza as a regular nedava, it's just going to be chulin. And that chulin will be part of the shirayim. I'm sorry?
You have yish brera, you're going to be able to figure out...
How did you do it until now? The whole Gemara is based on, I don't know whether he's a mitzvah, a muchvah, a mitzvah, a muzvah.
Here you're saying you're being poda part, that part. What part are you being poda?
The amount, before I put it into you. So that's your brera. Before I put it into it, I'm going to go and make it totally chulin, and then I pour it. How am I going to do it? I'm going to do it with a pidyon. Zokti Gemara, if you're going to go and do a pidyon on that, where is he going to do the pidyon? Igavoy, if he's doing it inside the azara, by going and doing that pidyon, and in fact, I thought that that's what you were going to lead up to.
I was thinking that there had to be an issue, because either way, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly. So now we have a problem. We have, you brought chulun bazar, because you're being poided that part of the shemen, those 3 ounces, which were the equivalent of the kmitza, where you're putting it in to have a full log shemen for purposes of the sheva hazois. But that shtickle, you said you didn't give a kmitza from it. I don't need to give a kmitza, I make it in the chulun. You can't have chulun bazar. Elamai e avroi, if you're going to go and tell me, okay, take it outside and do the pidyon outside on this amount of the 3 ounces. So then anytime you take it outside, then it's going to become possible. It's vital, no good. It's talking about that it was inside the basement, inside the outside. The chulin memela havi. What the Gemara told us is a gabaldik chiddush. You're not allowed to go and bring chulin into the azara. However, once you have kodesh in the azara, and you can be poide it, and now it's going to become chulin as a result, that's okay. Because the isra is being machnis. Don't bring chulin into azara. I didn't bring anything in, it was there all along. Now I'm being poided for this particular reason, so that we should be able to matter the metzora and be able to eat from it and all of the rest.
Well, the metzora himself is staying in the Shar Nicanor in this gray zone.
Correct.
So why are we saying we have to take it Yotze, Pasul Yotze? It's already in the zone where the metzora is standing. It's in this Yotze / non-Yotze zone.
The Metzora is standing in the Nicanor place,
right.
The Shar Nicanor.
Right.
Well, the Kohen is doing the Azoi. He's standing either in the Azoro or he's standing in the Azoro.
He walks back to where the Kohen is, and that's where we top off the tank.
He can walk all the way back to the Metzora, no problem. But the Metzora doesn't enter into the
Azoro. Right, the Azoro, right.
He just puts his Bohoinis in, but not the rest of the body. Okay. And even there, we had already a Shailing more of Bia Mimikta, Shmovia, Lav Shmovia, but here's Exerus Akos, because otherwise the Metzora would never be able to get the Tahara of the Bohoinis. So must be, you put in the Bohoinis, special case. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, Dimora v'chum v'melavi, that's okay. Frey Dimora v'omar Reb Shimon, ein misnad v'n shemen. This whole Gemara was based on that you can give a Hashem and Ben Adarfin. Now, who's the one that said that?
Reb Tarfin.
That was Reb Tarfin back on Daf Hey, with Daf Tzadik Aleph, right? The last line
of the Mishnah.
Of the Mishnah. The problem was, who was the Tanakhama of the Mishnah? Omer Reb Shemin, Nimre Isa Shemin, Shumas Chalik Bazara. And then look at the last line, She'ein Misnadvim Shemin. Oh, this is Reb Shemin speaking. You cannot do a double of Shemin. So, Tarfin is the double of Shemin. So what's the problem with Reb Shimon? Because we start off the Gemara. Reb Shimon, Oyim Ela Machras, Meiv Hashem, Vulugayim, Oyim Ela Machras, and he says, the Hashem is a Rugayim, etc. So Reb Shimon, the Shittasa, he holds, you can't come and give an Adava of Shimon. Abba Dachah Problem. For Eit Gemara, I have a steer, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon. And for the Gemara, Tikuni Gavra Shani. Here, after all, we want this Matzoyah to be able to return back into the fold of Yiddishkeit. Otherwise, for the rest of his life, he's going to sit with the Geichazi and Shlal Shalish Bonav that we always lay in the Haftoyah on the parish's Matzoyah. He's going to stay out for the rest of his life. So we're massacring him. After all, we don't know for sure whether he's Matzoyah Mukhlad or Matzoyah Muzga. One thing we know for sure, he no longer has that Negat Saras. The Koyin says, Nirba Negat Saras Menat Sarua Shinishdoka Negat. But he can't be Matayr himself unless we allow for this Nidva Shemen. So therefore, even though Reb Shimon normally holds you cannot, under these circumstances, he said, Ya Mekenya. Tois is very bothered by the whole thing because he said the whole din of this, if according to Reb Shimon, that you can't be an Ad of Shemen is the Arise, it's right. Not a Durabana. So how can you be over a Arise? Look at the short Tois is Tikkuni Gavra, here in Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, as you get into the wide lines, yes. The first Tois is Tikkuni Gavra Shani Taimah. It's very nice and we want to be misakin this gavra. If you cannot be menad of shemen, what he's brought, he's bringing in chulin gemurim. So this is not just maybe menad, and he can't bring chulin bazar. See, Toysis is stumped, and Toysis says tzorachin. Zaytzechos Toysis is saying is maybe Reb Shimon holds you can't be manad of it only midrabanan. Oh, midrabanan, then it's okay. That's all. Toysis starts off. Idir Isaac come Reb Shimon, then he misnad of Shimon, hey Chishari. Elamai, if Reb Shimon holds it, it's midrabanan, then we're okay. Make sure we get to Taf Tzadik Aleph, we'll focus more why Reb Shimon does not agree with Reb Tarfin that you can manad of Shimon based on the word carbon in the Pasuk that we quoted before, the carbon minhag. Okay, anyway, back to our Gemara. Yosef Rav Chumi Kamid Ravina V'Yosef Kam Mishmei Rav Huna Bar Tachlifa V'Neima. Now this next chikul Gemara is Mamsha a Peladiki Gemara. V'Neima Oshem Ze Yehei Oshem Toli. Instead of saying maybe it's an Oshem, maybe it's Shalmei Nedava, I have a better answer.
Yeah.
One Oshem or another Oshem. Why is that any better? Because there's a famous Reb Lezer that Reb Lezer says.
Other maybe Oshem Toli B'Chol Yom.
Other maybe Oshem Toli B'Chol Yom. Every Erlich Yid, as he wakes up in the morning, oh, yesterday, maybe it did this, maybe it did that, I'm not sure. So he's always bothered by, maybe I did something wrong, and therefore I should bring my Oshem Tolik. We hold, when we say we, everybody that disagrees with Reb Lezer, you have to have firm evidence that you possibly were Oivra and Isser. The most famous case that Gemara always talks about. Very good. So you have two pieces of fat here on the table. The person comes to the table not knowing that one of them is chelev and one is shuman. He assumes that both of them are shuman. Shuman, of course, is kosher to eat. He eats one of the pieces. After that, his wife comes in and says, Yankel, where's that other piece of fat that was on the table? I ate it and it was delicious. Thank you very much. You prepared it so well. Da, da, da. Yeah, but did you eat the right one or the left one? What do I know? I ate one of the pieces. You think I saw? No, no. Well, one of them was chaylev and one of them was shuman. And there's no way of proving which one was chaylev, which one was shuman. So for the rest of his life, he goes around with a guilty conscience. So the Torah says, since you don't know, and there's no way to be mavarer, you bring an osham. Totally. If, by the way, if eventually somebody is able to be made, which one was chaylev, which one was shuman, and he taka ate the chaylev, then he's going to have to bring after
chattis
that a regular karm chattis. So why did he bring the osham toli in the meantime to be made in min ha yisur? Okay. So for Eitimara, this osham, I'm not sure whether Mitzayra has to bring an osham or not, because maybe he's a Mitzayra muzga or Mitzayra muchlat. Instead of saying treat it as if it happens to be a shlomim and then throw in all of the various chumras, including the chumrah that you're going to be mevi as a kodshim lebeis hapsul, Why? Because if this is a bona fide shlamim, you'd be able to eat it shnei yom v'layla echad. If it's an asham, you can only eat it for one day. So therefore, by calling it asham slash shlamim, I got a problem. I might be maybe kashim leisim psul. It's a 50-50 chance that there's a shlamim. So instead, go and say it's either an asham mitzayda or it's an asham kolui and shalom al Yisrael. Wouldn't that be a much better etzah? Zokti mar shmamina, by the fact that Reb Shimon didn't say that, mantana the palik later blazer, that's Reb Shimoni. The Omer, ein misnad bin oshem toli. It was Reb Blazer that said you can bring an oshem toli every day. But Reb Shimon said, no, you cannot. You're not going to do that. Shlom you can bring every day, because the shlom you bring the neder and the dover. You can bring a shlom, no problem. You can't bring an oshem toli. So therefore, Zokti mar, the fact that Reb Shimon stretches from oshem to the parish of shlomim, Zaytzachosi holds you cannot bring an Oshem Tolui every single day. It all sounds fine. And now the clincher. Amalei Toira, Toira, oy vai, vai, vai. Imri bedichri mechvali loch. The kasha is nishka kasha. Why is the kasha nishka kasha? Because remember, when it comes to common Oshem, some Oshems are a keves, and some of them are an
ayin.
Yeah, the gnomuchs and the geshem. So now the question is, in which category does a hasham metzayda fit? He fits, of course,
the nomach. The younger ones, less than a year.
But for the rest of the oilam, if you don't mind, we'll explain it.
It's your nomadic. Sure.
Thank you. So you have a nozer metzayda is a keves. Nomach means that it's the smaller or the lesser of value. In this case, the lesser of age, which presumably also means lesser of value. So just, let's go for full circle. As you know, they're all together five Ashamois Vadai, and one is an Asham Tolu. What are the five Ashamois Vadai? You have Asham Gzeilois, Asham Shifa Charufa, and Asham Meilois. All of those three you have to bring an Ayil. Why do you have to bring an Ayil? Because that's what the Torah says. The other two Asham Vadais are an Asham Nozir and Asham Metzoyra. Both of those you bring just a Keves. What's the difference between a keves and an ayil? Keves is up to a year old. Ayil is more than a year old. So it's just a question of age. But if you bring a keves instead of an ayil, an ayil instead of a keves, it's possible. You got to do what the Torah tells you to do. Aha. We didn't talk about the Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli goes after the majority. It also goes for an ayil and not for a keves. In fact, if you want to make the mnemonic that we're talking about, for those that are listening to the recordation, I haven't heard this in the past, the mnemonic is, how do you distinguish between those which are ayil and those which happen to be keves? Because the first three, geshem, which is gzeilois, shiv charufa, and meilois, those are begashmias. Gashmias means you have to have the more expensive carpet, which is the ayil. The other two, which is the nozer and mitzoira, those are the nomoich, those are lower down on the pay scale, so to speak, because that's only a keves, that's the nun mem and the chof stands for the keves. But we didn't deal with the Oshem Toli. So to go and take care of that now for the future, where will that fit into the mnemonic? We're going to take geshem, we're going to make it gashmius. We're going to go gimel shin mem and add the tof. The tof is going to be for the Oshem Toli. So it's going to be gishmas, but the gashmias. Ah, gashmias, so therefore that's also an ayil. And the asham metzoira is only a keves. And so therefore he said, the kasha that you asked, why don't we talk about switching from one Oshem to the other Oshem, is, as they say in Yiddish, a klutz kasha. Why it's a klutz kasha? Because you are confusing imri bedichri. Imri is referring to a keves, dichri is referring to an ayil. How can you go and mix and match? Michlefilach. So he's saying, you made a boo-boo. Why would the Gemara even bring it? Probably to go and tell you. You can be the greatest of Talmud Chochem. We're talking about here, Tanoim and Amiroim. These are the greatest Talmud scholars of all time. Nevertheless, they can also make a mistake between a keves and an ayil. Okay. On to the next Mishnah. I'm sure there are probably some dafyomis that finished all the way here to the Mishnah yesterday, so this was a toivah for the cool. It's also a toivah for me to go and have a chance to do the review.
It's enjoyable.
We didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it.
I was counting on you to do this today.
Make a have a good one. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. The good news is that the next Mishnah, we've already learned the basics. So the Mishnah, Ivori Chatos and it's Arab, Ivori Oila. The Koyin already shechted the Chatos, and you're going to tell me it's not the Koyin, I'm sorry. The one that did the avoid the shechta, the chatzos, he already shechta the oila. They already applied the bloods appropriately in the case of the chatzos to the top of the mizbeach and the four kronos. The oila did shtayim shein arba. All of that was done beautifully. I have now the problem that they cut up the chatas as well as the oyla into slices, into pieces. The intent of the oyla was to put all of those evorim on top of the mizbeach. The intent of the chatas is that it should be eaten by the kahanim. Unfortunately, this arvo they got mixed up. Vos tuich. So, if it wasn't for the previous gemara, I would have said, just put everything on the mizbeach. And all the kahanim will say, okay, I lost one chatas, next time I'll be more careful. Just be in the safe side, put it on the mizbeach. But we just said in the Gemara before, that once you went and you put part of the lishim in connection with the chatos, you put the emurin on the mizbeach, you now let it put the rest of it. So don't be afrima, I'll put it all on the mizbeach, and it'll act as if it's an oila. If it's a chatos, you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. So what do we do? Is machlokes Rebbe Nachum. Rebbe Lezer oy mitin lamala. He has put it on the mizbeach. V'roya ni es basar hachatos milmala. Kilu hain eitzev. He should go and make a statement. The kohen, whoever is putting it on the mizbeach, he should go and say, Rabbi say, if this happens to be the oyla, givaldik. If any portion of it happens to be a chatos, I'm not putting it l'shem karm chatos. You're not allowed to. Harihu b'val taktiru. I'm doing l'shem eitzev. And we certainly already before on the Amid Beis that this is permissible. V'chachom maimrim. No. Don't do that. Rather, tuba tzurasa. Tuba tzurasa means just let it become noiser, so that its surah changes, so to speak. And what happens now? Since now it's noiser, yet the basis reifa. Of course, normally loisir memenu ad boiker, but it's better to go and be over that iser because that's an iser b'sheva al tasa. He just sits on his hands and let it just wait in the basement b'chaim. The next day it'll be noiser, and then you're just going to have to go not burn on the mizbeach. You put it on the beis hadesh, the beis hasreifa, the Mishnah refers to it. Rather than going and saying, put on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to. Pasuk says, al mizbeach liyalu, you're now going to go and put on the mizbeach. Ki chozor lehem, yel taktir mimenu li'ishim ha'ashem, kosh mimenu li'ishim ha'ayim about taktir. That would be an oiver and aveira, the kumbaseh, by being makter. Here, the Shreva Altas, he just waits and doesn't do anything. Okay, so Machloikis, Reb Lezer and Chachamim, what do you do in this case? My time, Reb Lezer, why did Reb Lezer hold you can go and put it l'shem Eitzim? So we already brought this Gemara on the Amud Beis. Oh, my Krov, Yav Zvech, Liyah, L'Reich, Nichoyach, L'Reich, Nichoyach, Yatamal. If you have in mind that you're putting this Basar Chatzos, l'shem Avoida, Chas V'Shol, let me tarnish. Avatamal l'shem Eitzim. If you're putting it for Eitzim, because you said it's Feltach, it's missing some fuel. I'm adding some egg. That's okay. That's no problem. Fine. Don't the Rabbanan also agree to that later? For Rabbanan mid Rachmana oisam. Oisam hu di I atamala va atamala shemaitim. Avmidiachrin aloy. What does that mean? Remember, we had the two psukim back to back that we were quoting before. In fact, if you look at your Torah Ora Shalom, you have the two psukim in number one. Brings two psukim together. Isn't that nice? Kalamin chasha tikri va shem leisi osa chomet. The sa'ar, don't be makter ishel Hashem, nor the dvash. Carbon reishis takriva oisem Hashem. You can make him a carbon reishis. That is, by the sa'ar, you make it into the shehel Hashem, and by the dvash, you go and bring it for bikurim. That you're allowed to do. Don't put on the mizbeach l'reich nichoyach. So now Rabbi Lezer just darshan, l'reich nichoyach yatamal, avatamal ishameitzim. Say the Rabbanan, yes, we agree with that drasha, but we only agree with it with respect to the sa'or and the dvash, because the pasuk says, "Karben reishis takrivu oisam laHashem v'yalem esbeach leyalu v'reich nichoyach." Regarding the oisam, regarding the sa'or and the dvash, don't put it as a carbon on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to. But what you can do is don't do l'reich nichoyach. You can do l'shem eitzim, and that's why we said. On the Gemara previously, you can go and do the Shem and the Shem Eitzim. That's all according to Blesser. However, according to Chum, they say, no, there's no such thing as putting on the Shem Eitzim with the exception of the Sa'ar and the Dvash. Those are the only two cases you can put on the Mizbeach, the Shem Eitzim. And anything else, Midachrin, Loi, you wouldn't be able to. So over here, where I have a Korban of Evori Chatos that got mixed in Evori Oila, that is not Sa'ar and that's not Dvash. Here I don't have that Eitzim of Reb Lezer, what does he do with this oisam? Oisam udar of oilucha kevish kemizbeach avamidiachrina loy. What does that mean? The pasuk says over here that a mizbeach lo yal lereich nichoyach. Don't put on the mizbeach. What happens instead of putting on the mizbeach? I put it on the kevish. Kevich, as you know, the ramp that goes up to the Mizbeach, is that permissible? It's not permissible. It's a machloikis mefarshim. When you talk about putting on the Kevich, just mean to leave it there on the Kevich, or in fact to make a marocha on the Kevich and burn it on the Kevich. Is a machloikis, but fine. But what do I learn from the fact that it says, the El HaMizbeach Le'yal Re'en Mecharech? So that's not our Gemara. Here, Gemara elsewhere says that the El comes to be Marba. Not only you're not allowed to go and put on the Mizbeach, you're not allowed to even put it on the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. That's how broad the Isser is about these Shirayim that we're saying, not only don't put on the Mizbeach, but don't even put on the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. Zok Yitzhar Blazer, what do I learn from the Oysam? That this broader Isser of not only Mizbeach, but even Kevesh, only applies to these two, the Sa'ar and to the Dvash. However, anything else were you to put it on the Kevesh, nothing ventured, nothing lost, you didn't do anything wrong.
Even his Eitzim and you're done.
If you put it on the Mizbeach, that's a different story. We're not putting an Eitzim at the moment. If he puts it on top of the Mizbeach, the Shem HaKtorah, the Torah says, you're not allowed to call Mishen Ishim HaHibabal Taktir. What happens if I put it on the Kevesh? Oh, that already depends. If it happens to be this on the Bahash, you're over an Isser, just as if you would put it on the Mizbeach itself. If you went to put the Evori Chatzis L'mosh on the Kevesh, then no problem with it. That's what I learned from the Oysam. Rabbanan Tarkish Mamina. Rabbanan say, I learned from the Oysam both in Yonim. What mean both in Yonim? That anything other than, or let's start the other way around. The Sa'or and the Dvash, number one, you're now going to go and put on the Kevesh, because this is El Mizbeach. And also, only by those two is there the din that L'reich L'nichoyich Yatzim Alav Avamat L'shem Eitzim. By anything else, meaning, let's say you have a shiori mincha, or you have the avari chata, so we have in our Mishnah. Number one, there is no iser of kevesh. That's only by oisam. Only iser would be putting it on the mizbeach. And there is no hatter of that, because it's only referring to the sa'or and the dvash, and it's not referring to the avari chata, shiori mincha, or anything else. Fine. The Loshen of our Mishnah is not like the following Braisa. And the Braisa that we're going to learn now is going to focus on three separate halachas. Two of them are the Mishnah that we just learned. The second one is going to be the Mishnah we're going to learn on the Amud Beis. And the third one is going to talk about the din of Roiva Venirva. Yeah, that you should put them on the Mizbeach. Like who? Like Reb Lezer of our Mishnah. In other words, going back to our Mishnah, we had Evori Chatas, Evori Oila. What do we do? Reb Lezer says, put them on the Mizbeach, Lishem, Eitzim. Come say, no, to Mitzarosin, you're not allowed to. Chulila. So we have a Machloikis in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, there was no machlokes in Evori Chatzim, Arvi Evori Oila. Everybody agrees, Sheikrivu, L'Shem Eitzim. So obviously he disagrees with Rabbeinu HaKodesh, who was Mesader Ar Mishnah. Fine. We continue on. Also everybody agrees, Baroiva V'Nirva, Shelo Yekrovu. If you have a Roiva V'Nirva situation, where the Kohanim didn't realize, but a carbon that was brought was a Roiva V'Nirva, which we know is prohibited, and this also happens to be something which Psuloi was already Chutz L'Kodesh even before you came to the Beis HaMikdash, and unfortunately this got mixed in with others, with an Oila, with whatever, Le'ikrav, don't put it on the Mizbech. Forget about it. So where is the Machlekes? Ha'manech l'kol le'ivori Oila t'mi mashin is'arab le'ivori ba'les mum. Oh! And Oila Tzvima, that was great. And then Evori Balas Mum, unfortunately, they brought a carbon Oila without looking properly. And only afterwards did they realize, oi, it's missing this, it's missing that. Did you realize? No. It was a Balas Mum. That's all. So you're not going to put them in Mizbeach. What do you do? So if you just turn a second to the Amud Beis, we have a Machlekes about that. Evorim Be'evorim Bali Mum. And I'm looking at the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. What do you do? Reb Lezer Oime in Korev Roish Echon Mehan. If one of the multiple Evorim of these Karbonis, and let's say there were 10 Karbonis which were Tmimim, one was a Baal Mum, and just one of them was already put on the Mizbeach, you can call the Rosh, and then you can go and put all the rest. We had this Gemara already a few days ago, yes. And the Gemara was telling us that Reb Lezer holds that you can be Toila that the one that you put on already, that's probably the bad guy, that was the Baal Mum, and all the rest happen to be fine, and you can go and put them now on the Mizbeach.
Aren't you doing two at a time?
That the Gemara is going to talk about that in Yetz Hashem shortly. If you look right here to the Mishnah, what it say? Just like you said. You had originally 10 plus 1, you had 11. Even if 10 have already been put on the Mizbech, you only have one left. What do you do with these Baal Mum? And here says the Braisa. Five lines from the bottom of the Amud Aleph. All of, just like we had a blessing in our Mishnah, all Eitzim. Go and put all of them on. We'll say about all of them that they're putting it on the Shem Eitzim and the Kushim Yusha. Everything is fine. Obviously, that's not like the Mishnah in the Amud Beis. Because the Mishnah Amud Beis said to Blezer, if one was already on the Mizbeach, then you could assume that was the Baal Mum guy, and then just put the others. Here he said, no, you have to mind the Shemaitzim, like we had before. The Chum Oymer Lo Yikravu, that's like the Chum in our Mishnah here, Tu B'Tzerasim Yitz L'Beisus Reifa. But the Chum on the Amud Beis, remember, said that even if 10 were on top of the Mizbeach, Lo Yikravu. Anyway, bottom line is this, Raisa obviously is not like our first Mishnah that we learned, nor the Mishnah on the Amud Beis. Pray Dimar Yetz. Let's understand now the Braisa. The Braisa said in the middle case about the Roi V'nirva, Rabbi Leza Maishna Roi V'nirva D'loi Chazu. There he didn't give the Eitzah of, like we had in our Mishnah, or like it says in the Braisa, Devori Chatish in his Arvu, Yikrovu, put it on the Mizbeach, and have it mind L'shem, Eitzim. He didn't say that by Roi V'nirva. Why not? Because Roi V'nirva is possible. In the case of the Ivari Chattas and the Ivari Oyla, they got mixed up.
They're both kosher.
Both kosher kabbanis. You're not supposed to put a Chattas on top of the Mizbeach. The Kahanim is supposed to eat it. Maskin. But once it gets mixed up, so you have a backup option and you put it on and you have in mind, it's good. But here you're talking about something which is treif. Roi v'nirva, not chosen, not roi from the Mizbeach. Since it's not roi from the Mizbeach, Zot Yumara Maishna roi v'nirva. That's why he said, what do? Lo Yikrovu, do not put on the Mizbeach. Go and put it into, wait until Tuba Tzerasin and go and take the basis Reifa. And, so you're going to go and tell me, because Rei V'nirva happens to be Basel. It's not like your Chattas. Then Balasmum, not really Chattas. Then Balasmum is in the same category as Rei V'nirva. All of these are not Roi La Mizbeach. And Lo Yibazoi, so why by Rei V'nirva did you say, Lo Yikrovu? And by the Hevore Balasmum, Yikrovu, how kilo hein eitzim? After the Maram Rav Huna, the doikish ba'ayim v'alibe der bekiva. Amrim olu lo yerdu. We're talking about a situation where this was a minor mum, not a big mum. Why do we pick on doikish ba'ayim? Because the Maram always uses that as the classic differential between a behema and an oif. Because we know Thomas is achris, but behema ve Thomas is achris va'oif oif. An oif that has Dukin Shaba'ayin, which is similar to a cataract of some sort, although that would be possible by a Zahaima. However, it's kosher by oifis. Ah, so therefore it's not on that same madrega. What possible oifis? Only if it's a Mechusar Eiver, a major Balmum. Alright. Anyway, Shizokti Yimara, the Balmum that we were talking about, that you can do it, Elohein Eitzim is talking about it's a minor defect, not a major muk. But even Rabbi Kiva, the Yom Oliyed, Rabbi Kiva holds that what happens if you have a regular Baal Mum that comes in Mizbeach, take it down, im olu yerdu, just like a roiv of the nirva, because it's possible even before it comes into the base of Mikdash. However, it's like Shemai, l'chetchila, don't break it. Don't bring it as a carbon. But im olu, if it's already on the Mizbeach, no, lo yerdu. Ah, so that's why he says over here too, if I have one Baal Mum gets mixed into all the others, then you can go and put it on the Mizbeach, and you have it zin l'shem eitzim. Frey to Ma'imah, the Rav Kiva. The Abed, Rav Kiva is talking about that, it's already on him, Alu Lo Yerdu. The Chachil Miyamad, he says, Chachil, you're allowed to go and put it on the Mizbeach. Toshanish, it's him, Alu, if it went already, Lo Yerdu, you don't have to take it off. But, to put on the that you're saying in this Braisa, that according to a blazer, Yikrovu, and you should do Betoritus Eitzim. How can you do Yikrovu, Chuliva, Betoritus? The Chachil Miyamad. Omra Papahi Ma'iskin, he's going to Alu Al Gabi Kevesh. It's talking about that it's already 90% of the way. It's not on the Mizbeach yet, it's only top of the Kevesh, and so therefore, in that case, you'd be able to go and put it now on the Mizbeach, as long as it has only Doikin Shema'ayin, it's a small mum. Once you're telling me that kevesh is, it's as if it's already on the mizbeach. You're deeming the kevesh like the mizbeach.
Right.
So it's like in olu lo yerdu. So even if you put it be'en, in other words, even if it wasn't mixed in with other kabbanis, since you're talking about a small defect on the dunkin shema'ayin, what happens if you just had a vorim of a balmum alone that did not get mixed in with tamimim? And you find that it's already on the kevesh. So it's already in the olu lo yerdu situation. Like we said at the top of the amen, Turkish vayin, leave it to Rekivim, olu lo yerdu. So I don't even need to come to this mixture. Says Yimo, you're right. We fall away from that teretz. We're talking about that it's a real baal mum. Aye, so what's the reason why we're saying in the Gemara that he's allowed to put that on the mizbech? When it comes to roi venir vach, chas v'shol, no, lo yikrov. Here, but the baal mum that got mixed in, then you're allowed to put it on. How can you do that? Tamad Rablaza, Miat Rachmana, Mum Bam. Who the lo yiratzu? Ayde teruva is yiratzu. What does that mean? We have a pasuk. Pasuk here again is the Torah Rasholim. Umiyad benechol isakriv eslechem lekechem ikol eila. And now we're talking about the muhem. Ki moshach son behem. Mum Bam lo yiratzu lechem. Now why does the Torah have to say Mum Bam? It's about Mum liyiratzu lechem. Mum Bam. Come to tell you. Bum bum hudla yiratzu. We're dashing the word bum, says Rashi. Mashma kishahein bifnei atzman. We're able to identify and point and say, yo, this is the animal which has the bum bum. Yo, you see? I can take a picture and it'll go viral. It'll go around the whole world. In 1 second, the whole world will be able to see it. Hudla yiratzu. Hayede teruvois yiratzu. Ah. So when did the traders say you now let it go and put a bum on the mizbeach? That's only if it was a clear cut. No, but not only explicit, it was the only baal mum in town, the only behemah in town. That's the only thing, it's baal mum. Chas v'shalom. The ruv is once it's no longer visible or discernible, because it got mixed in together with other animals, and the Torah is already giving a meal, mum bum, that's already okay. What does Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan mum bum hudlo yiratzu, ho'ovar mum yiratzu. They also say that Bam obviously is teaching some sort of limud. What limud is it telling us? That as long as the animal is a bal mum, lo yiratzu. However, what happens if the mum goes away? It had a broken leg, it fell on the ice, a broken leg, it's a bal mum. But, Baruch Hashem, they put a cast on it, it went to 3 veterinarians, and then 6 months later, the animal's running around like all other animals, givaldik. So, over mum is yiratzu. So that's the mum bam. For Reb Lezer, how does he know that other drasha? Mi bum bohem, because the same pasuk says moshchasam bohem mum bum. So I have two miutim, bohem and bum. Bohem comes to tell you that as long as the mum is there, it's aser. But once the mum goes away, over mum, it's mutter. And the bum says only it's be'en is aser if it's mixed in together with others and no iser. Rabban bum bohem li dashi. They don't have this double miut like Reb Lezer had. Pray tomorrow. So you're telling me a brand new pshat now. The reason why you're allowed to go and take a vore oilois, which are bali mumen, which got mixed into a vore oilois tmimim, why you're allowed to put it on the mizbeach? The reason is because you only have an isur when it's bum, when you can go and point to it and go and say, this is a bal mum. Once it's mixed in, I can't tell which is a bal mum, which is not a bal mum. We're talking about the behemoth is already geshachtin, and now you have a vorim. You can't tell whether the animal is missing a leg, not missing a leg, or whether it's broken
up. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. So Zokti Yimara, I hochi, why does the Mishnah give the reason for Reb Lezer that roya ani, I look upon them as if it was eitzim, right? That was the Lashon HaMishnah. Roya ani, I look at these, evori chatish and aru, evori oila. What does it say in the Mishnah? Roya ani es habsar achatis mamalik ilo ein eitzim. In other words, based on that drasha, reich nichoyach atamal vatamal ishim eitzim. You don't need to come on to that. In the chetchil, if it gets mixed in, you're allowed to put it up because it's a bomb, and therefore nothing to do with eitzim. Zokting emara, lidivreim kamalahu. Lididi, according to me, Reb Lezer, Rachmona Achshrei. No, but you can put a chetchil after it becomes mu'uriv because of the bomb. Lidichu, that you don't dash in the bomb. Let us deem it to go and be like Eitzim, and just like Eitzim, you can go and put the Marach, you can go and put the Baal Mum in the Marach also. Meaning, I'm a Basa Chatas. Rabbanan, Hacha Me'isi, Hasam Le Me'isi. Says the Rabbanan, it's a big, big difference. In other words, what was Meaning, I'm a Basa Chatas? You in this Bryce agreed to me the Basa Chatas. Remember, the Bryce is different than the Mishnah. In the Brayis, it said, "Am Rebbe Yudalei Nachlekur Reb Lezer Chacham Alivori Chatish in his Arvu She Yikrevu Bring them up the Torah's Eitzim like we had in the Mishnah Kuntra Reb Lezer." Everybody agrees in the Brayis, so you agree with Torah's Eitzim. I hold you don't need to come on to Torah's Eitzim, because we're talking about the problem not of a Vorichata Sakat Mixtin, we're talking about a case of a Balmum. The Balmum is only also if it's bomb, if it's discernible and visible. If it gets mixed in, you're allowed to put Lechat Chilah. You disagree with that, obviously, because you don't dash and bomb behem like I had before. Okay, but at least Oidim Mia, since you're going to put it in, but Torah's Eitzim as fuel. Rabbanon. So immediately have a bus of chatzis. Like, chatzis, you agree, so why don't you agree also, the gabi, this case of the balmum? Rabbanan hacha me'isi, awesome, loy me'isi. Here you're talking about balmum, it's moist. Rabbanan Shalom said, moshchasim behem mum loy ratzu lecham. It's rejected. Don't even think about putting it on the mizbech. So then, even it gets mixed up. Alamini hatayram, can't do it. So you said, okay, you don't believe in the mum, but the bum, but do it als eitzim. Eitzim, you can do if you're talking about a karm chatzis. Karm chatzis, a gevaldige karmen. A beautiful person bringing al chet. It's not moist to put it on the mizbech. You're not allowed to put it on the mizbech, but it's not moist. Mashen can putting in something like a roi veneer that we had. Or in this case, putting on the balmum. It's a chadova moist, so we will not permit that, say the chacham. And then we go on to the next mission, which we just learned a moment ago, back in the Yom Aleph, Evorim, Be'evorim, Bali Mumin. You have Tmimim with Bali Mumin, gets mixed up, Rebleza Oimer, Imkar, Reb Rosh Echad Mehen. If one of them was already brought, you can book Kol Roshim, then you can bring all the rest. Because I'm Toila, that the bad guy, the Bali Mumin, was already on the Mizbech, it's already too late. Same thing, Karayim Shalechem Mehem, if the legs, if the thighs or whatever, are already on top of the Mizbech, you can then you can put all the rest, because the bad guy is already on the Mizbech. Chamoimer, no, Afila Karvu Kulam, even if 95%, if there were 10 kosher animals, and one of them was a balmum, and you already put 10 out of the 11, chutz miyachem hen, yes, the base of shev, that 11th, you cannot be toila anything lahokil, you have to assume the 11th that is not on the mizbech, that's the balmum, yes, the base of shev. Okay. Zokti Mora, this is the point that Barry already pointed out before, that we have Umar Blazar, the Amoira, lehichshir Reb Elezer, the Tana, elishnaim shnaim. Even when you're talking about that Rabbi Lezer said, I'm toilet that the one that's already on the Mizbeach, that's the Balmum, he requires a second sniff. In other words, a second basis for his heter. The second basis for the heter is if you're going to go and take, if you had Lamashal 11 Kabbanis altogether, 10 of them were kosher, one of them was a Balmum, so the Balmum's already on the Mizbeach, so now you can take two at a time. And when you're taking two at a time, one of them for sure is not a Balmum. It was for sure a top, because there was only one Balmum among all of them. So even if I say, maybe the guy on top of the Mizbeach was not the Balmum, but among these two, one of them for sure is a top. Migud, I said, the one is a top, probably is Chavrus, so the second one is also a top. Of Echad Echaloi, but not one at a time. So Reb Lazer is just adding that as an addendum to the heter of Reb Lazer. It's not enough to go and say, oh, it's probably the bad guy is probably already on top of the Mizbeach. You also have to have the remaining 10, two at a time. Maser of Yermia. Chumoyim Rafael Karvakulun, Chutzmiyachamayan, Gates Lebesas Reifa. Sounds like the Chum, obviously they're arguing with the Tanakam, with the Blesser. And they said, even if 10 go on the Mizbech, that remaining one, don't put on the Mizbech. And what would Reb Lezer hold? According to Reb Elazar, Reb Lezer would agree that you cannot put that 11th on the Mizbech because it's only one on its own. You have to have only two. We can go and say the Migur. This is going, it is Achshver on Reb Lezer from the Mishnah. I'm the Reb Yirmiya. Bar Tachlifa, Azbralach, or Reb Yirmiya says, that's Omele Reb Yirmiya. Reb Yirmiya says to Bar Tachlifa, Azbralach, I'll explain to you my Echad when it says over here in the Mishnah that a filu chaser mi echad mehen, it means zug echad, one pair. Wow. And therefore, with Taka talking in pairs, like Reb Lazar said, and with the Chomer saying, even if you're left with nine out of the 11 already on the Mizbeach, you only have two left. Guess what? Yeitzel beisas reifa, because they do not hold this one of the migoy, because this one is tam, the probably the other one is tam, and therefore you have to unfortunately put it on the beisas reifa. Stop over here. Have a wonderful day.
Two quick questions.